Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Just listen and behold the sounds of Mariah Carey. You know, Mariah's never far from our minds, is she? Well, right now she's not far from the mind of Christina Stalfo. That means it's time for this week's Entertainment Report. Here is Christina Stalfo.
All right, Ed, let's talk about Mariah Carey, who starts her Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace soon. And she made her not-so-humble arrival there known by showing up in a pink convertible. And she was wearing a fur jacket and a nude bodysuit. Okay. And then there were the 18 trucks that followed behind her, each one showing off each of her hit songs that made it to number one on the charts.
Hey, it's Vegas. Go big or go home, right?
Hillary Duff wants everyone to know that her Tinder account is totally legit. She confirmed that she has a few guys lined up and is even going on a date with one of them. She says that what she likes most is the fact that she gets to date non-celeb guys who are totally normal. Oh yeah, all those guys on those dating sites are super normal, Hillary. You'll see. Right swipe. Bruce Jenner obviously has a great legal team on his side. Fuzzy photos of him taken outside of his Malibu home wearing a dress have been removed from CNN and New York Daily News after Jenner threatened legal action. Apparently, the photos were taken with a telephoto lens from as far as, get this, a mile away. And Jenner claimed his privacy was being violated. Time out. Okay, let me get this straight. You're associated with the Kardashians and you expect privacy? Anyway, the agency X17 has also stopped selling the photos since they actually confirmed that they are indeed illegal. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stalfo. Ed, back to you.
Uh-oh. You hear that? Photos of Bruce Jenner can be illegal. We all need to go home and purge our hard drives now, do we not? Anyway, Christina will be back next week. Do you love your job? Do you like your job? Can you even stand your job? Okay, you're unhappy in your job. Do you know we have a list of the most unhappiest jobs in America? Perhaps you are employed in one of these jobs, and it's just abject drudgery, getting yourself up and dragging yourself into the car, driving to that place every day, and putting up with that person, your boss. So here we go, the 10 unhappiest jobs in America. The first one, a customer service specialist. A customer service specialist is responsible for explaining the company's policies, providing information about products and services, and frequently handling customer complaints and putting people on hold for a long time. I put that last one in myself. Whether the job is done in person, over the phone, or via the internet, it's not easy talking to unhappy customers for hours on end. This job was ranked number 4 on CareerBliss.com's Unhappiest Jobs list of last year. You know, if you're the person with the problem and you're calling up, it can get very annoying. Listen to this person either cut you off or not really want to listen to you, but put yourself in their shoes for a moment. You sit there, I don't know, if it's full-time, what, 8 hours a day, and all you do is hear people complain over and over and over again. Imagine the drudgery. And you're sitting probably in this poorly lit, tiny little cubicle on some chair that's 25 years old and barely being held together. And you've got this headset on that you feel like your head is being squeezed in a vise. It's not pleasant. The next one, a truck driver. Between the long hours and taxing physical demands, truck drivers have one of the toughest jobs out there. Studies suggest that rates of drug use are particularly high among commercial truck drivers who sometimes take stimulants or other drugs to get through long shifts on the road. You know, we have seen many examples of truck drivers who have, they're out trying to make deadlines and they've got to get from Arkansas to Massachusetts in 28 hours. It's like a Smokey and the Bandit movie, but and they've got to get there, and they're on these deadlines, so they're driving all night long. You ever drive near a tractor trailer at about 2 a.m., and all of a sudden he starts weaving in the road in front of you? It's quite scary. Think of the longest drive you ever had. All right, dads, have you ever done the Disney World ride? I have. Oh. And you're driving, and all of a sudden you just see one those little dotted white lines in the road. They become hypnotic and mesmerizing. Imagine doing that for a living. It can be a real pain. The next one, a technical support agent. Again, these are the unhappiest jobs in America. Like customer service workers, tech support agents frequently work with dissatisfied customers. It must be your computer. It must be your printer. It's not our product. Many tech support positions are exclusively online or via phone at a call center. And if the employer is like Comcast, customer service and tech support workers can be expected to meet sales quotas as well, or fear losing their jobs. You know, isn't that annoying? Let's say you're having a problem with something. Okay, so you call up to try to figure out how to fix that thing, and all of a sudden they want to sell you additional services. No, make this thing work first, and then I'll maybe consider buying something else from you. I actually know of someone. She sits up in her house all night long, and she is a tech support agent. And she fields calls in her home from, I guess, all over the world. I don't know what the product is that she represents. It's got to be very difficult all night long. The next one, a legal assistant. Legal assistants perform a wide variety of tasks to support lawyers, including maintaining and organizing files, conducting legal research for court cases, and drafting documents. They can also pretend like they're in an episode of L.A. Law. They hold a great... I'm dating myself with that, and I realize that. They hold a great deal of responsibility and typically work overtime to meet deadlines. That's not terrible. You're probably in some nice fancy office with a bunch of well-dressed fancy attorneys that like to throw money around. That's not terrible. What about a research analyst? Research analysts cover a variety of sectors, but market research analysts are responsible for studying market conditions, measuring potential sales of a product or a service, and preparing reports on their findings. That does sound boring. In other words, they may help companies determine what products people want, who will buy them, and what price they will pay. Wow. They want the Rice Krispies more than they want the Cheerios. And here's why. The next one, a clerk. Clerks work in a variety of settings, but in almost every case, a clerk is a relatively low-paying, low-skilled position. A retail clerk, for instance, might stock merchandise, arrange advertising displays, clean shelves, and even work as a cashier. Office clerks perform basic bookkeeping, filing, data entry, answering phones, and overall organizational duties. I would imagine that could get kind of humdrum after a while. Any job, if you're doing the same task over and over and over again. Now, I don't even know if this, what I'm going to mention, is on the list because I have not pre-read this. What about someone on an assembly line? You're Lucy and Ethel at the candy factory, and here they come. Here come those confections, and you have to wrap them over and over and over, and they never stop coming. And then it's 2 weeks before Valentine's Day, and there's even more coming, and you can't keep up. See? That's drudgery. The next one, a dispatcher. Both emergency and non-emergency dispatchers have a median annual pay below $40,000, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But they often work late shifts and long hours under a lot of stress. Police, fire, and ambulance dispatchers have enormous responsibility on their shoulders. That is quite true. Feeling pressure to stay calm throughout the most alarming situations. Imagine that if you're a 911 operator. And you're hearing people at their most desperate, their most frantic, and sometimes while they're involved in their most tragic situations. I know of someone who does that. He also does some very creative, artistic stuff in addition to that. I tip my cap to him. That must be a very difficult job, and that is not something I envy. The next one is a salesperson. Again, these are the most unhappy jobs in America, according to the website CareerBliss.com. I guess we're going in the other direction for this list for them. A salesperson, while they can be fairly well paid, sales positions, whether in retail or other sectors, are among the most susceptible to burnout or fatigue. Salespeople are called upon to stay upbeat in the face of uninterested or rude potential customers, and they feel the constant pressure of quotas and commissions. Two different sales positions made it on last year's list of unhappy jobs as well. Selling cars. That's got to be very, very stressful. After a while, you run out of people that you can keep asking, do you want to buy a new car? Do you want to lease a car from me? The next one, a merchandiser. Merchandisers are normally responsible for deciding which products will be featured in stores and how they will be displayed. Some typical daily duties include analyzing sales information, negotiating prices with suppliers, helping with promotions and advertising campaigns, and producing sales projections. I don't know how difficult that is or how mundane that would be. Compared to some of the other ones on this list, that one seems to be not terrible. And the last one is security guard. Security guards patrol company property and are sometimes responsible for dealing with dangerous people and complex situations. No duh. Rarely there is room for advancement in the position. The median annual wage, get this, $24,000 a year, according to the BLS. That could be very lonely. And quite honestly, when there is action and activity, like I said, it can be quite dangerous to you. And you're all by yourself watching some warehouse or watching some office at 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't want something to happen. You actually want it to be boring. But then when it's boring, it's boring. So if you do work in one of these jobs, you know what? I salute you. You do what you have to do. You need to feed yourself. You need to provide for your family. So you do what you have to do. But these can be very difficult sometimes in your mind to get through. And if you are able to battle through 40 hours a week, good for you. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.